الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكرك الذاكرون وغفل عن ذكرك الغافلون. عن المغيرة بن شعبة قال: توضأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومسح على الجوربين والنعلين، أخرجه أبو داود والترمذي وصححه. On the authority of المغيرة بن شعبة, Allah be well pleased with him, he said, the messenger صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم performed wudu and wiped upon الجوربين and النعلين. The word الجوربين literally translated as the two socks and the two shoes. Narrated by Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi, and Imam At-Tirmidhi authenticated this hadith. Al-Hadith qala fihi At-Tirmidhi hadith hasan sahih. Regarding this hadith, Imam At-Tirmidhi stated, it is a hadith which is hasan sahih. The technical language of Imam At-Tirmidhi, where he classifies a hadith as hasan sahih, the detail of which we will not go into now.
وقد انتقد الحديث وضعف. قال أبو داود: كان عبد الرحمن بن مهدي لا يحدث بهذا الحديث، لأن المعروف عن المغيرة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم مسح على الخفين. This hadith has been criticized and weakened. Abu Dawood stated that Abdul Rahman bin Mahdi would not narrate this hadith. The reason being because what was well known from Al-Mughira was the hadith pertaining to Al-Khufayn, meaning Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah. His more well-known ahadith were relating to wiping upon the leather socks as opposed to using the word Al-Jawrabayn.
قال أبو داود: وروي هذا عن أبي موسى الأشعري عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنه مسح على الجوربين وليس بالمتصل ولا بالقوي.
Abu Dawood also states that this hadith has been narrated from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم that he wiped upon al-jawrabayn, and this is not connected, meaning the chain of narration is not connected, and neither is it strong.
قال أبو داود: ومسح على الجوربين علي بن أبي طالب وابن مسعود والبراء بن عازب وأنس بن مالك وأبو أمامة والسهل بن سعد وعمر بن حريف. فروي ذلك عن عمر بن الخطاب وابن عباس.
That this hadith has also been narrated by Ali ibn Abi Talib and Ibn Mas'ud and Al-Barra ibn Azib and Anas bin Malik and Abu Umama and Sahl bin Sa'ad and Amr ibn Hurayf, and it has also been narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab and Ibn Abbas.
وشدد الذهبي الإنكار على الإمام الترمذي لتصحيحه هذا الحديث.
Al-Imam al-Zahabi was stringent on rejecting this hadith on criticizing Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi for authenticating this hadith.
So Al-Imam al-Zahabi rahimahullah was critical of Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi for placing this hadith, as classifying this hadith as being authentic. In the following, we will discuss as to why he was critical of him placing this hadith or classifying this hadith as being authentic.
أولا إن رواية إن راويه أبا قيس خالف الثقات لأنهم رووه على الخفين فهو حديث شاذ.
The first point of criticism being that its narrator Aba Qais opposed trustworthy narrators in this, because the trustworthy narrators had narrated this hadith as al al-khufayn, upon the two leather socks. Therefore, the hadith is shadh, anomalous, meaning it contradicts other authentic narrators, as is mentioned in Nasb al-Raya, volume 1, page 185. The second reason being, ثانياً وقالوا فيه أبو قيس عن هزيل بن شرحبيل وهما ضعيفان, that this hadith contains Abu Qais, who narrates from Huzail bin Shurahbil, and both of them have been classified as da'if, as is mentioned in the Tahzib of the Sunan of Abi Dawud of Al-Munziri, and with the Ta'liq of Ibn al-Qayyim Al-Jawziya, volume 1, page 121. The reply to this is the following. عن الأول بأنه لا مخالفة بل هي زيادة ثقة وبناء عليه يكون النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم مسح على الخفين مرة وعلى الجوربين مرة أخرى. That there is no opposition of a narrator, in this case being Abu Qais, opposing authentic narrators. Rather, it is an additional wording of a trustworthy narrator. Based upon this, we say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wiped upon the leather socks at one time, and at another time would wipe over al-jawrabain. وعن الثاني أن العلماء لم يتفقوا على تضعيف راويي الحديث. That the second point being that the ulama did not agree upon weakening the two above named narrators, meaning Abu Qais, who narrates from Huzail bin Shurahbil. They did not agree upon both of them being weak. فَإِنَّ أَبَا قَيْسَ الْأَوْدِي وَاسْمُهُ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنُ ثَرْوَانِ ثِقَةٌ احْتَجَّ بِهِ الْبُخَارِيُّ فِي صَحِيحِهِ. Because Abu Qais al-Awdi, whose name was Abdul Rahman bin Sarwan, is trustworthy, and Imam al-Bukhari placed him and used him as evidence in his Sahih. وهزيل بن شرحبيل من رجال البخاري أيضا. And the second narrator, هزيل بن شرحبيل, is from the men of البخاري also. قال فيه ابن حجر في التقريب التهذيب. الإمام ابن حجر in his تقريب التهذيب in volume 2 page 317 states ثقة, that he is trustworthy. وذلك كاف في صحة حديثهما, and this suffices in the authentication of the hadith narrated by these two narrators. وَيُؤَيِّدُ حُكْمَ التِّرْمِذِيِّ بِالصِّحَةِ أَنَّ الْحَدِيثَ تَأَيَّدَ بِعَمَلِ عَدَدٍ مِّنَ الصَّحَابَةِ عَلَى وَفْقِهِ وَذَلِكَ يَدُلُّ عَلَى صِحَةِ الْحَدِيثِ. What also supports the ruling of a Tirmidhi as this hadith being authentic is that this is supported by the action of numerous companions in acting accordingly, and this points out to the authentication of the hadith. For more detail, see the book of Sheikh Nuruddin Itr, Hafizahullah, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi wal-Muwazanatu bayna jami'ihi wa bayna sahihain, page 262 to page 263, regarding the opposition of this point of view and the answers regarding it. As for the fiqh, the jurisprudence extracted from this hadith, then Sheikh Nuruddin Itr, Hafizahullah, states, تعلق بهذا الحديث بعض أهل العلم وأباح المسح على الجوربين أيا كان حالهما. That some of the people of knowledge have stuck to these ahadith and have validated wiping upon socks, irrelevant to what the state of those socks may be. وأنت إذا تأملت الحديث وجدته يحكي واقعة فعلية لا يوضح لنا تفاصيل صفة ذلك الجورب الذي مسح عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. If you paid close attention to this hadith, you will find that the hadith mentions an event carried out by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which does not clarify for us the details concerning the description of those socks upon which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam wiped upon. Meaning the description is not detailed in those ahadith in which the wiping is mentioned.
مَا سَمْكُهُ وَمَتَانَتُهُ. What is the thickness of those socks? And what is the strength of those socks?
وَلَعَلَّهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ فَوْقَهُ الْخُفُّ أَوْ يَكُونَ لَهُ نَعْلٌ.
Perhaps they may be above the sock, a leather sock. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam may have been wearing shoes on top of that sock.
وَلَعَلَّهُ لَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ. And perhaps it may not be like that.
وَمِنَ الْمَعْلُومِ فِي أُصُولِ الْفِقْهِ أن الاستدلال بالوقائع الفعلية يتوقف على معرفة ظروفها وملابساتها.
That what is known in jurisprudence, principles of jurisprudence, that to extract rulings from events hinges upon knowing the details regarding placement and clothing. Meaning if the rulings are based upon placement, anything, time or events or clothing, then the details of those clothing is an important factor.
فالحقيقة أنه لا يصح الاستدلال بهذا الحديث لما ذهبوا إليه.
The reality is that it's not authentic to use this as evidence, this hadith as evidence in taking the above a position, meaning allowing wiping upon any type of sock, irrelevant to what the description of that specific sock may be.
وَإِنَّهُ لَتَفْرِيطٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَتَسَاهُلٌ فِي حَقِّ الشَّرِيعَةِ.
Because this is easygoing from them, meaning this is neglect on their part and making light of the Sharia.
وَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ أَنَّ الْمَسْحَ عَلَى الْخُفَّيْنِ إِنَّمَا ثَبَتَ بِالسُنَّةِ الْمُتَوَاتِرَةِ وَبِإِنْعِقَادِ الْإِجْمَاعِ عَلَى جَوَازِهِ.
It has been proven that wiping upon the two leather socks was established by mass transmitted narrations regarding that sunnah, and also by ijma' consensus of the ummah upon that action.
فالقول بجواز المسح على شيء غير الخف لا يصح.
However, for saying that wiping upon other than الخف, meaning leather socks, is not valid.
وهذه عبارة ابن عبد البر في مدة المسح على الخفين ومسلك الجمهور في فهم الأحاديث الواردة فيها.
And this is how Ibn Abd al-Barr expressed his opinion regarding the period of time upon which one can wipe upon the leather socks. And this is the methodology of the majority in understanding the ahadith pertaining to this matter.
فيها محجة تضيء للباحث فهم هذا الحديث.
One finds in this an evidence which throws light upon for the researcher in understanding these ahadith.
وَأَنَّهُ لَا يَصِحُ الْإِسْتِدْلَالُ بِهِ عَلَى جَوَازِ الْمَسْحِ عَلَى الْجَوْرَبَيْنِ جَوَازًا مُطْلَقًا لَا قَيْدَ فِيهِ.
And that it is not valid to infer rulings upon the validation of a wiping upon socks. An unlimited validation, meaning no limitations placed upon the description of those socks as to whether those socks should be thick and self-supporting, or whether they should have the same criterion as is found in leather socks.
وَقَدْ مَنَعَ الْمَالِكِيَّةُ وَشَافِعِيَّةُ الْمَسْحَ عَلَى الْجَوْرَبَيْنِ أَخْذًا بِظَاهِرِ آيَةِ الْوُضُوءِ وَهُوَ قَوْلُ الْإِمَامِ أَبِي حَنِيفَةَ أَيْضًا.
That the Malikiya and the Shafi'iyya have prevented the wiping upon socks, taking the apparent of the verse of Al-Wudu. And this is the saying of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu also, as is found in Al-Hidayah, volume 1, page 17. and for the Maliki position in the Sharh of Ar-Risala, and also for the Shafi'i opinion in Sharh Al-Minhaj.
وَلَمْ يَعْمَلُوا بِحَدِيثِ الْمُغِيرَةِ هَذَا فِي الْمَسْحِ عَلَى الْجَوْرَبَيْنِ وَقَدْ ظَهَرَ لَكَ عُذْرُهُمْ فِي ذَلِكَ وَاضِحًا.
They did not practice this hadith of al-Mughira regarding wiping upon the socks, and the excuse for that has been made clear, meaning the hadith is not clear as to the description of those socks upon which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wiped.
إلا أننا نرى إن كان العمل بالحديث إذا رددناه إلى الأصل في المسألة وهو المسح على الخفين.
However, there is a possibility of acting upon the hadith if we refer this hadith back to the ahadith of wiping upon the two leather socks.
فإذا استوفى الجورب صفات الخف أجزنا المسح عليه.
If the socks fulfill the description of the leather socks, then we validate the wiping upon those cotton socks.
وَإِلَّا فَلَيْسَ بِجَائِزٍ.
Otherwise, if they do not fulfill the same description as the leather socks, then wiping upon them is not valid.
وَهَذَا هُوَ مَسْلَكُ الْإِمَامِ أَحْمَدَ بْنِ حَنْبَلٍ وَصَاحِبَيْ أَبِي حَنِيفَةَ أَبِي يُوسُفَ وَمُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَيْهِ الْفَتْوَى فِي مَذْهَبِ الْحَنَفِيَّةِ.
And upon this is the way of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, and the two companions of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, who are Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad rahimahumullah. And upon this is the fatwa in the Hanafi school.
وبه نقول يجوز المسح على الجوربين إذا كان بهذه الصفة.
Therefore we say wiping upon socks is valid if they have the description of the leather socks,
meaning إن يكون صفيقين أو سميكين,
that they be thick and heavy in texture.
إن يمكن متابعة المشي بهما,
and also one is capable of walking in these socks. And what is clear is that modern cotton socks that we wear do not fulfill these two conditions, meaning they are thick in texture and hold themselves not with the rubber bands, but rather the very sock itself holds up, and one is able to walk in this sock.
قال الموفق بن قدامة في المغني.
الموفق بن قدامة,
the Hanbali, states in his book Al-Mughni on volume 1 page 294,
إنما يجوز المسح على الجورب بشرطين اللذين ذكرناهما في الخف,
that wiping upon the two socks is valid with the two previously mentioned conditions in the leather sock, which are
أحدهما إن يكون صفيقا لا يبدو منه شيء من القدم,
the first one being that they be thick in texture and the foot does not appear from them, meaning one is not able to see through them.
الثاني, and that water is not able to penetrate them.
أن يمكن متابعة المشي فيه,
that one is capable of walking in the socks.
Some modernist Hanbalis, i.e. the Salafi movement, have attributed to Al-Imam Ahmad invalidating, or his madhab validating, wiping upon cotton socks irrelevant to their description. This is a false ascription to Al-Imam Ahmad, as can be seen from Al-Mughni.
وَكَذَلِكَ اشْتَرَطَ الْحَنَفِيَةُ هَذَيْنِ الشَّرْطَيْنِ.
And in the same way, the Hanafi school has placed these two conditions.
وَفَسَّرُوا الْمُرَادَ بِالْجَوْرَبِ الصَّفِيقِ بِأَنَّهُ لَا يَنْفُذُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ إِلَى الْقَدَمِ عِنْدَ الْمَسْحِ.
They've explained the meaning of what's intended by the word as-safiq, meaning thick in texture.
as being that water does not penetrate the foot at the time of wiping, meaning no water can penetrate that sock at the time of wiping. وَذَلِكَ مَعَ إِقْرَارِهِمْ الشَّرْطَ بِأَلَّا يَشُفَّ عَنِ الْقَدَمِ لِأَنَّهُ فِي كُلٍ مِّنَ الْحَالَيْنِ يَكُونُ كَالْمَاسِحِ عَلَى الْقَدَمِ نَفْسِهَا وَذَلِكَ غَيْرُ جَائِزٍ اتِّفَاقًا. And the second being, or they also reaffirm, that the foot does not appear from the sock in any state in which the one who is wiping upon the foot may be in. If the foot does appear from the sock, meaning one is able to see the foot from underneath the sock, then wiping upon this type of sock is not valid with agreement.
وفسر الحنفية متابعة المشي بأن يمكن المشي فيه قدر فرسخ وهو يساوي 3 أميال أي 4 كيلومترات إلى 5.
That the Hanafis also explain the second condition of متابعة المشي, one is capable of walking in these socks, as being that the person who wears these socks is capable of walking 1 farsakh. And a farsakh is equal to 3 miles or 4 kilometers to 4 to 5 kilometers. The details of these conditions in the Hanafi school can be seen in Ghunyatul Mutamalli of Halabi Kabir, Ibrahim al-Halabi al-Hanafi, in the commentary of Munyatul Musalli, page 120 to page 121.
وثمة شرط متفق عليه أيضا وهو أن يستمسك الجورب على القدم بنفسه من غير ربط.
There is there also a condition upon which there is agreement upon, and that is that the sock sticks to the foot itself without any ربط, any type of tying material. Therefore, this would exclude rubber bands. If there are rubber bands in the sock, this would exclude those socks. Or if there are any types of buttons or anything of that nature.
وعلى هذا فما استوفى تلك الشروط من الجوارب يصح المسح عليه.
Based upon what we have discussed, if the socks fulfill those conditions, then wiping upon them is valid.
وما لا يستوفي لا يجوز المسح عليه باتفاق الأئمة المجتهدين رضي الله عنهم.
However, if they do not fulfill the criterion set out, then wiping upon them is not allowed by the agreement of the mujtahideen imams, those qualified scholars. So this makes clear for us that wiping upon socks, which are worn today commonly, is not a valid practice in the Hanbali, neither in the Hanafi and Maliki and Shafi'i schools. Rather, they should fulfill the same criterion as leather socks.
والحمد لله رب العالمين.